Lessons from the lathe Parshas Korach in Chutz Laretz, Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Chukas. As always, I try my best to, intertwine both of the Parshios, and hopefully I have a beautiful idea. And I was reminded of this idea just today when I was doing my research, and what I found is something interesting. About a year ago, certainly on the Parsha calendar, if you will. So we had a discussion. There is something that comes out every year called I don't know if it still comes out every week, not every year, every week, where they do like video lessons from the lathe. So my son had just landed, and he was coming to Camp Masora. We don't know if Camp Masora is happening or not. I still have all these questions. In any case, so he was landing, and I picked him up, and I knew I had to do this video. So I very quickly did this piece, and I didn't do it justice. So I want to renew this idea, and that's what we'll be doing today, a beautiful idea from a sefer that I've quoted before called the Zera Shimshon. Zera Shimshon is a very special sefer, something that I've quoted more than once. And I try, I say every sefer, I want to get at least one Zera Shimshon in. The reason is that the sefer Zera Shimshon, which I'll show you over here, which I'll be quoting from today, and having some of my own ideas as well. The Zera Shimshon is an interesting sefer. It was reprinted. And it was written by a Rav by the name of, and I know I've said this a number of times, Rav Shimshon Chaim ben Nachum Michal Nachmani. And the Rav Nachmani writes in his introduction that unfortunately, I believe if I'm not mistaken, he had one child and he died very young. And he says that anybody that learns my sefer will have a special zchus, that if you learn my sefer, you'll have a very special brachas will happen to you. And there's all these stories that they tell now over in the Zera Shimshon. People who started learning the Sefer, there's actually a Zera Shimshon in English, which takes some of the pieces of the Zera Shimshon and translates it. Nachum Seltzer does it. And I love the Sefer. It's a great Sefer. And it has some beautiful ideas. So that's what we'll be doing today. And again, I'll try to connect it not only to Parshas Korach, but Parshas Chukas as well. So the ideas, and if you don't mind, as always, I'm going to share with you a screen just to show that I did the work. So here we go. Let's see if we can find it. Yeah. So the lesson for today is a topic that's called in English, in Hebrew, I should say. In Hebrew, it's called zrizus, which means to do things with fervor, right? And my lesson is called slow down and hurry up. And I'm going to explain to you what I mean by that. So the Parsha in itself is a fascinating Parsha, right? Because we see in the Parsha that we have such a tremendous difficulty in understanding this Korach guy and what he did. And he was a tzaddik. He was. Initially, he was a good guy. And he started questioning the leadership of Moshe Aaron. And if you take the suggestion that some of the Meforshim have, that this actually happened not after Parsha Shlach, but some say that this happened after Parshas Bahaloscha. They had seen what happened to Miriam, and Miriam started questioning. And she said, oh, this is perfect. Miriam started questioning Moshe and what he was doing and what kind of tzaddik he was. So Korach picked up from there. And in showing the ultimate glory of Aaron, and you can imagine, Let's not forget who Aaron was. Aaron's midas was Ohiv Shalom, Rodiv Shalom. All he wanted, like he was, if you want to take that picture, he was non-machlikis. And this guy is basically speaking against him. Moshe's, you know, being the mouthpiece and the one that's you know, Vayipo Apana, Vechulu, but really, this was against Aaron and his kuna. I'm questioning it. Why should he be the head? Fascinating. And they decide to do a very interesting idea. And the Meforshim speak about, and this is something that's very interesting in our times, because this has been mentioned more than once during Corona. And that is that when there's a Magefa, many of the great tzaddikim tell us that the answer to a Magefa is the Ketores. The Ketores is considered to be something very, very important and special. And if you don't know it, you should know it now. The Ketores is something that we're supposed to say every morning when we say Karbonos in the morning. And it's oftentimes, excuse me for saying, but pounced upon. People don't even say it at all. The Sfarim are very makbid. I just actually had a stucco collector come to my door on Friday And he was collecting money, and he said to me, I don't have any money and medical issues, and I actually write klafim. And he has a klaf, many Sfarim have this, many people who follow Hasidus do this, and the klaf says under the Ketores, and they had that beautiful, you've seen the menorah, the Lam Natzeach, and it was gorgeous. And I definitely did not understand what I was getting into, and I said, oh, how much is such a klaf? And he says, listen, honestly, I need the money so badly, just take it. He goes, 700 shekel. And I was like, oh, no, you got the wrong guy. I said, no. So he said, okay, I'll give it to you for 600. And I said, no, I don't want to negotiate. I thought something totally, I thought maybe it would be 300 something shekel. But Ketores is something very important because we're told that the Ketores takes away Magefa. And when there was a Magefa in Klal Yisrael, so it was the Ketores. And as we see here in Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, in our Parsha, Vayomer Moshe el Aaron, Kach lecha et ha-machteh, V'tein aleha esh. The answer to stop the magefa of the people dying, the people who questioned Moshe v'Aaron, and specifically Aaron, is ketores. The holech mehera, but do it quickly. Ela eda v'chaper aleihem ki yotza haketzef midifnei Hashem achal v'hanegev. So Moshe says, take this fire pan and put fire from the altar, and they're going to see who's the winner. They're going to take the 250 heads of each shevet. And there's going to be a little test. And the test is going to show us who's going to win. And he says, go ahead and do this tomorrow. The heads of Sanhedrin join Korach, and they're going to bring the Ketores. And only one of them will be chosen by Hashem and will be eaten by fire. And we know, of course, what happens. Now, it happens to be interesting because Rashi over there comments that it says, V'hu, why does it say to come macharat, do it tomorrow? So it says, V'hi mitkavein l'tchotam, Shema Yachzir Bahem. Moshe pushed them off in order to hope that they would do tshuva. And Rav Bitterman quotes his beautiful Arugas HaBoisim that basically says that he really thought that they would do tshuva. Why? Because anybody who's normal at night should think about what they did during the day, and they should go over. The Chafetz Chaim speaks about this greatly, right? We actually have in our Kriya Shema Alamita, we forgive people, but we should think about what we did. And he thought that they would do tshuva. And in fact, they thought about what they did, and they actually felt bad about it. But they thought they deserved to die. They forgot that tshuva is that anybody can return at any moment. And the interesting part here, which the Zera Shimshon picks up on, is that the lashon that's used, and we know the Torah is very specific with the lashon it uses, is the word mehera, quickly. Aaron, I want you to show Klal Yisrael how much you love them. And you got to do this very, very quickly. So the Zera Shimshon picks up on this, and he says, "V'holech mehera, do it very, very quickly." Rotsa Moshe lomar v'holech mehera lahodia sheikar ha'tzalah tavo min hazrizus shelo dafke deish yizra ota. He says that zrizus, right, doing things quickly, that will show that you care about everyone, even those that have sinned because of the power of tshuva, and to get back to what we call the regular scheduled program of knowing who the Kohen is and who's not, and who the leaders are and who are not. But if you do it bezrizus, it shows something different, right? How do you know the difference, right? Your son comes down from school one morning. So when he comes down from school, and what does he say? He says, it's Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all the fathers, especially to my amazing father. I had a shout out to my mom on Mother's Day, but you guys are only listening now, and those that are listening in the yeshiva university audience. So I'm only here because of my father's Torah. My father is the one who got me interested in Torah. And it wasn't something that was very common in the day. When I grew up in the Five Towns, it wasn't popular to be one who was dedicated to Torah. And my father is very dedicated to Torah. And he has tons of sperm. And I had his slavos to do that, as rizos, to try to be like my father. So yishkoyach to him on Father's Day. So the son comes down, and the father sees that the kid already, you know, he's like, oh, I don't feel well, Dad, I don't feel well. So if you're a cynical father like me, you know what the first thing I say is, what, do you got a test today? What's going on? You got a test, right? And the same way the son comes down, he goes, hey, good morning, Dad, what's going on? And you're like, what, do you got a trip today? Right? One, zrizus. One, the kid is so excited because he knows that he's got a trip in school today. And the other one is, I'm going to fail the test, so I don't want to go to school. Laziness. So it says in Zera Shimshon the following. V'hinei Lifi ha'adam hu teva notel lahakel l'kaved. He says we are people who, in general, are born to be lazy. Why? Because, quote unquote, we're heavy people. What does that mean? Notel l'kaved lifnei shehu nolad min ha'adama. We were born from the earth. Shu yisod ha'afar. Right? We say earth to earth, dust to dust. Adam yisod ba'afar. Say this in the davening of Yom Kippur, right? We come from dust, but dust is something that's very heavy. It's kaved. V'yesh bo ruach she notel lakel kemo ha'ish. And then we have the shamayim, which is the ruach, which is what gets us moving. The haratzon, right? The word ratzon comes from the word rats. When you really want to do something, that's how you tell if somebody really wants to do something, they're eager to do it. Right? You ask a guy for money for tzedakah, what is, right? You have different people respond. Oh, thank you for coming to my door. And most people are like, shh, don't open the door. Pretend we're not home. Pretend we're not home. Right? That's not eager. Ratz is supposed to be come from the word ritzona. Rotzono comes from ratz, I should say. And he says that therefore, in a person's dibur hatoil b'machshava b'moach asher pol b'chazkot haruach, the ruach is the thing that gets us moving. And it actually has to be the opposite of the way we're created, to be lazy, to not want to do things, and to have the ratzon la'asos haruach, and the ruach takes us to do what isn't necessarily the teva. Lachein amar lo holech meheira bizrizus beritzona. The tov holech, run to do the ketores, because that's going to get kapara, because it shows that you really want. So I'm going to stop for a moment and focus on this idea of zrizus. Zrizus is an amazing and important midah. And if you look, the two svarim that come to mind when I think about zrizus is the Or Chaim, which in source number 2 says, midas hazrizus hi tachshit lekol hamidos. Right? It's the jewelry of all midas. When we're working on trying to work on our character traits, there's none better than zrizus. Right? Zrizus, again, doing things with fervor, that's the most important thing. In source number 3, I quoted the great Rav Chaim Sabato, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivat Hester Malei Adumim. And he says the following. Rav Sabato says, he quotes the Mesilas Yesharim. Mesilas Yesharim, as we know, the magnum opus of all Musar Svarim, speaks about the Midah Zrizos. Achra Zrizos Yavo Zrizos. This is a very cute idea. He says, you know what zrizus leads to, he says? To zrizus, right? He goes, what do we say? A mitzvah leads to a mitzvah, right? An avera leads to an avera. Zrizus leads to more zrizus, right? A person who becomes crazy about coming to Minyan on time is going to become crazy about it. And he's always going to be there on time, right? We are davening now across the street from me, right? Very convenient. It's an outdoor Minyan. I think it's a little bit safer during the times of Corona. So the minyan starts for some reason at 7:50. And to be honest with you, it always starts about 7:54, 7:55. But I don't want to be late. Zrizus. So I always come at 7, make sure I'm there at least by 7:50 so that I can prepare myself. Even though I know that it starts up. That's zrizus, because it leads to zrizus. And other things become zrizus. Ki ha-zrizus soivev alosase. The hazrizus alase. He says, it says in Tehillim, Sur mira v'yasetov. Far away, go far away. You should have zrizus for being, don't do aveiros, right? I should be machmir not doing aveiros, right? I should make fences around not doing aveiros. V'asetov, and do good. Ki kamo ha-mustavev ha-mishtadel ha-yetzahara la-hapil ha-adam. Because the yetzahara is working overtime always to make sure, b'zrizus, it gets up early in the morning, to make sure that I don't do the right thing. He tries to trip us up. It gets up much earlier than we do to try to get us not to do mitzvahs. And in the morning is the greatest of the Zrizus tests. When that alarm goes off, right? What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? A person is supposed to get up, Siman Aleph, Lavod Hashem, like an Ari. Why does it say that? Because the first thing you have to do is fight the Yetzirah. And you get up, Zrizus. I got to get up. Because that's the way we are avoided Hashem. It says Rav Sabata. Imzot, matara adam enu rak lo la'avod al averos. our point of being, we should never think, is that we shouldn't do averus, right? We're on this world not to do averus. Just don't do averus. He says that's ridiculous. Ha'averus kimichsholam la'adam, right? Yes, there are stumbling blocks that make a person not be able to follow the right path, he says. Ve'im adam tzarech lahagia la'armon, if he has to go to the palace of the king, v'hu lo nafal b'machsholam, and he's getting to the palace. There are some video games like this. And he gets there and there are stumbling blocks. And then he finally gets to the palace of the king. Zilo mafspik. It's not enough that he gets to the door of the king. He has to open the door of the king. Says Rav Savato, anachnu rigilim l'chshov she'averos heim harbe yoter chamurot mimitzvos aseh. Right? Mitzvos, it's good to put tefillin on every day. But to eat chazer? Oh, chazer's trait. Like, that's the worst thing you could ever do. Says Rav Savato, that's not true. It's the opposite. Mitzad sheni, there's a klal asa doicha lo isase. There's more important for a person to do a mitzvah, bizrizos, lovingly, because it overrides even a lo isase. So what he's basically saying is that our mitzvos are ways that we get closer to Hashem. We climb the ladder, but as we climb the ladder, sometimes there are stumbling blocks, 100%. And those stumbling blocks prevent us from getting closer to Hashem. But the goal is the Zerizos part. The goal is to try to climb this ladder. And there are michshalim on the way. There are pitfalls on the way. But the goal is doing the mitzvahs. The hevdelim ben hapolim shel adam, zriza adam, lo zrizim heim shemayim var. It's the difference between somebody who does a mitzvah with zrizos, with fervor, doing it quickly. It's Shemayim Va'aretz. I can't tell you the differences between them. They're unbelievable, the differences between them, he says. What are they? And that's, of course, look at the Midas HaZrizos, the Mesiyas Yisharim, and others. Yishanam harbe anashim sheyesh lahem zrizos, aval ein lahem devekas mamatar. And this is an important point. There are people who, in this world, think they're doing something bizrizos. They have great fervor in doing it, but there's no devekas in the matar. They're not doing it for the right reasons. And that's why that even though the midah of doing things beautifully and in the earliest time, the best possible way, it doesn't make sense. I'll give you an example that comes to my mind. On the evening that I found out that the Rabbanim of our community had put out a letter telling people that they're no longer able to daven b'minyan, right? At the beginning of our corona season, right, Israel was... the curve was a little bit different here. There really was almost a time where everybody was able to daven in some stage or something. And our Rabbanim community said something called lo pluk. We don't want people even davening in a minyan of 10 outside because we think people are going to violate whatever it was. And that night was very difficult for me. Right? It was a difficult night for me. My kids were surprised at my reaction to not being able to daven in a minyan. So the next morning, I asked my wife permission, and I said, well, I can't daven in a minyan now, so I want to daven with Vasikin. Unfortunately, Vasikin was 5-something in the morning, so I get up very early. So I set my alarm for, I don't know, 4:45 or something, and I couldn't sleep the whole night because I didn't want to wake my wife up, and I was able to, you know, get up before the clock, and I davened. And yes, there was a lot of kavana there. But I think here, this is what Rav Sabato is saying. Sometimes it's better not to daven vasikin. You know why? Because I had a headache the whole day and my davening was only partly good. And I realized that this is not going to help me. Yes, I was doing the mitzvah bizrizos, the best possible time, but that didn't help me. It takes a lot of koach to find that middle ground, says Rav Sabato. The atzalut, a person who is lazy, Hu davar hadugrati shebesofo zedavar hausani. A person has to realize that one of the hardest things is to get up from laziness. Laziness is what brings us down. We said the Yetzirah loves laziness. And the Maseilas Yesharim, he ends with this, Misha rotze lezakot la'avod sabore, tzorech litgaber neged tevo. Right? He has to go against, and this is what the Zeresh Shimshon said, his teva, his nature. We're created with a nature to be kaved, because we come from Ofer. Ofer is kaved. The ruach is the shamayim. That's easier. That's light. And that makes us flow and go and do. But it's so much easier for us to say, what? I'm not going to do it now. I don't want to do it now. It's too hard to do it now. I can't do it now. Right? And says the Mesilas Yesharim, a person's nature is not to be a Zariz. She'im minicho atzmo biyad kevetato vadai hu shelo yitzliach. He's got to try really hard or he's not going to be Maslich. And this is what Rav Zalman Malamed says as well, Rav Zalman Baruch Malamed, who writes also on Mesilas Yesharim, here in source number 4. I think this is on the, if I'm not mistaken, I got it from the Beit El website. He beautifully says, La'atzel yesh tamid terutzim b'shefa. To be lazy, there's so many terutzim, right? We have so many excuses of why we're lazy. Oh, I can't do this because of this, because of that, and he writes them, right? Madua lo kedai li tamid says, why I'm not going to buckle down. La'havdil, but think about that, you know, studying for the midterms, studying for that final that you have now, studying for that big test. Right? And you make up all these excuses. I'm going to study this time and that time. I'm not going to do it now. Now's my time to do this and do that. But mishkal dat amiti. And I make up a real, it sounds good. It's like I'm a lawyer. I'm making up a court case here of why I can't do it now. Elabumde atzulato, because he's lazy, shubataridato v'sechlo. He convinces his mind that this is a good thing. V'chein omer David HaMelech b'mishle chacham atzul de'enav. Who's a real chacham? Somebody who's lazy. What does that mean? La'atzel, to be lazy, nirashu chacham yoter mikol chacham yada. He's justified his laziness and explains why it's more important to get up at the Chabad minyan at 11 o'clock in the morning, because I'm going to have more kavana, and God wants me to have more kavana. Not really, the real chassidim rishonim, the daven late time, is because they go into the mikveh first, they're saying tehillim and shul, they're doing all these amazing things, and that's why they have to prepare themselves from davening. And then he continues and he says, "V'hu Omer ulai kedai b'chozos lishon ketzat." And he convinces himself, "Maybe I should sleep a little bit more, so I should have more kavanah for tefillah." La'asof koach, and therefore I'll have koach, and I'll be able to learn a little bit better, right? Imishon, if I sleep a little bit more, iya achakach yoser ra'anan, I'll be happier. But ulai ochol la'asos uchal la'asot emelachti, I'll be able to work better. And he says that's just ridiculous. There's all the excuses in the world not to be a Zariz, not to get up on time, not to do things. And by the way, if I just stop for a moment, this is a life lesson. I have a friend who, Baruch Hashem, is not, I wouldn't call him the wealthiest person in the world, but he does very well for himself in the business world. And he once said to me, Daniel, he said, if I wasn't lazy, I would be a multimillionaire. He says, I'm just too lazy. I don't like it. He says, Rav Malamed, you're just making excuses for yourself. Don't make excuses. Everybody could always make excuses. And what does he say? Lo kedai l'tzeid, I shouldn't go out. It's too cold outside. Kar gashma b'chutz. It's too rainy outside. It's too sunny. It's too sakana. I can't go. Pashati. I can't. Whatever it is. But don't we have a klal? The opposite, Judaism tells us, is zriza makdim l'mitzvos. Do the mitzvah first. You never know. And I'm sure people can give examples. I can give you many examples of not taking the advantage of davening mincha, let's say, when there was a minyan. And I said, no, I want to daven later. And then something turned out and I didn't daven a minyan later because it's reason my tibla mitzvah. Do it right, you would do it right away. And he says, this is the midah of malachim, that their zariz, the midah hazrizus, efshalamud, not only from them, from balei chayim, ave az kanamer, right? Kal kanesher, ratz katzvi, lavodis Hashem. We have to run like a tzvi. And therefore he ends and he says the following thing. Uvechein, ketzad, how do we follow Zerizos? Yase Adam, klau la'atzmo, lo lihit ametz. You don't want to miss out et ha-mitzvah. I'm going to miss the mitzvah. Think about it like that and say, if I don't do it right away, I'm going to miss it out on it. Mitzvah v'yilidatcha al tachmitzena. Don't let it, right, literally get spoiled. Tachmitz, it's going to get, right? It's going to be like a vinegar. It's going to, do it now. Be'egiyaz mano shel mitzvah lishar. You know, some of us, lahavdil, I was just thinking of this idea, right? A person, you know, goes to America, right? He's a caterer, and he brings back amazing meats. And he says, I'm going to wait. And finally he finds in the back of the freezer this beautiful roast that he took from his company. Hopefully he paid for it. And he has it. And he realizes, oh my God, it's expired or he can't use it now. No, do it right away. Stop making excuses. Don't miss out. Oh, ka'asher nizdamo lefnei mitzvah zu. olibadato lasos mitzvah. Yimaher v'yizariz. Do it right away. That's what a person should do. That's what Zrizus says, Rav Malame. Mitzvah ba'al yedecha atach mitzvah. So we see that Zrizus is so important, and this was a lesson that Aaron HaKohen took from Moshe, saying, if you want to save Klal Yisrael, you got to do it right away. However, says the Zera Simshon, and this part is really super interesting, he says that's not always true. It's not always true. Look at source number 5. He gives two examples. Shmuel Aleph, he says the following thing. He says that we learn from Sefer Shmuel the following case. He says, Ubazet nit aretz kusha nifla al pasuk. The pasuk tells us that he made Shmuel wait the following. Yud ches. In Shmuel al. Ve'yar lefnei ha-gilgal. Ve'yene anochi yarde lecha lahalot ola lezavach eshlamim shivas yamim. After that, he says, go out to Gilgal and you should wait for me there. And the burnt offering, the sacrifices, but wait for 7 days. He had just succeeded in war. Now he has to wait for the Rabbanu Shalom. He just became king now? Now he has to wait? What are you asking him to do? You're asking him to be a lazy person. Just wait. Don't worry about it, he says. How could that be? A melech has to be zariz. Tzorach liyot zariz. Zahir v'zariz. Kamo. Just like we said, Zeriz Maktim LeMitzvos. And he says, I have another question for you. This is in Shmuel Bet about David HaMelech. David HaMelech wins wars. And now Hashem says to him, yes, I know you're going to fight, but Yishal David B'Hashem B'Yomer. And he goes to Hashem and he asks his, what should I do with the Philistines? He says, wait, do not go up. Wait. And mamish until the last second. He waited, everybody was making fun of him and said, you're going to die, David. And he waited, and Hashem was with him. The Malachim come, and they save his life. What did Hashem say again? Be lazy. Since there is Shimshon, I thought you just told me Zrizus is the most important thing. Don't be lazy. Do things right away. So says the Zera Shimshon beautifully, quotes two Gemaras about Zrizus, Gemara in Sota, Gemara in Yuma. Zrizus mavila de nikias v'prishus, mikol cheta. And that's what Shmuel was known for. But he says it has to be done for the right reason. And this is the point I wanted to bring out. He says, "Ubederech ze yavo hakosav v'mishle taivas otzel timenu ki ma'anu yodo lasois." Hamarchov mitzvah ein gomeres. If a person doesn't finish the mitzvah, that's a bad thing. But there has to be l'shokel zrizut pamim tzarach litatzel. He says there are certain times when we actually say to the person, wait, calm down. Stop. Because are you doing it for the right reasons or not? Sometimes we make a huge mistake. And the reasons why we're doing things is not exactly what we think they are. They're not being done for the right reason. And I wanted to say that maybe that's exactly what's happening over here. In Parshas Chukas, finally at the end of the end, I get to Parshas Chukas. Maybe that's what's happening in Parshas Chukas. Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, they complain, Miriam dies, there's no Be'er. Could be that the Be'er actually doesn't come. I believe the Zera Shimshon says this as well, that Ki'ilu, Miriam's punished for the Be'er, because she doesn't get into Eretz Yisrael, Aaron doesn't get into Eretz Yisrael, and of course Moshe doesn't, but it seems like Moshe is the one who's punished, but maybe the Be'er stopped already flowing before Miriam, as she was dying, and they hit the rock. I was thinking that maybe we can say that the hitting of the rock as opposed to hitting, as opposed to what? As opposed to talking to it, whatever should have been done there, very different proportion, not for now. But maybe we can say because hitting seemed to be Zrizus, but there are certain times where Zrizus is not the ultimate goal. Maybe that's what we're trying to say over here. Zrizus is important, but you got to check yourself at the door, says the Zera Shimshon. Make sure your Zrizus was being done for the right reason. Moshe runs to the rock and he hits the rock. We know that he's punished for that. We can't understand this on different levels, not for now. But that's exactly what the Nakuda is over here. Laziness is a horrible midah. But I would say there's a difference between laziness and holding. Wait. We sure how important Zrizus is. Mesil Shisharm, Orcha Tzadikim. Aaron HaKohen in our parsha is being told, run and bring the Ketores to stop the Megefa. But there are times where we have to say, wait a minute, why am I doing this so quickly? Am I really doing it for the right reasons? Is this true avodas Hashem? Or maybe I'm doing it because, you know, I want everybody to look at me as the Zoris. Wow, he's there. Wow, that guy, he's... And it's not for the right reasons. So when it came to Shmuel, and when it came to David, slow down for a second. I want to teach you that you have to be with Hashem, you have to do things for the right reasons. And when we do our mitzvahs, we have to realize that it has to be done what's what we call Ratzon Hashem, what Hashem wants. Being a Zoriz is a awesome midah. And it's something that we should really try our best to work on, especially in this time, especially in the time number one of Corona, when there's such a good excuse to be lazy, because nobody's going to know anymore if you daven a minyan or not, if you can, if you're able to do that in our time. And sometimes we make excuses and say, well, you know, a friend of mine asked me, and he meant it in the nicest way. He said, are you davening on your block because you're just lazy? Or you really believe in this Corona thing? That's I said, well, I'll be honest with you. We're all very far away from each other, so we don't have to wear masks. I said, but it's very hard to wear a mask an hour in shul. I've tried it. But is this resources being done for the right reason? Is my avodas Hashem being done for the right reason? I'm making all the excuses. I can't learn now. Zoom, it's not the same thing as a Hartstein cheer with everybody in the room and everybody laughing. I get it. I'm funny. I get it. But that's also as the summer comes. Summer is a very lazy time. Laziness of the summer. It's so hard to get out of bed. The air conditioning is cranking. It's so hot outside. Especially now that we have minyanim on the blocks outside. It's hot. There's all the excuses in the world to be an otzel. Don't be a zariz, but make the shikul that you're doing it for the right reason. And with that, Amir Tzashem, Hashem will reward us that everything's being done properly and appropriately. And Amir Tzashem, we should overcome the bad Yetzaharas that are telling us not to do mitzvahs, bizrizos, and do them bizrizos. Because the difference between zrizos and not zrizos is night and day. We should be zeichet to that, Amir Tzashem, all of us, appropriately and properly.